From Shamrock, Texas, the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, Route 66 Media and Legends 98.9 presents Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And now to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? You've found Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, and let me tell you, we've got a whole bucket of blues for you today. I'm Uncle Buck, and we're going to start the show out with a bit of a trivia question. I guess it would be a true or false, just to make it easy for you. Do you think that Santana had the original version of Black Magic Woman? If you thought Santana had the original version of Black Magic Woman, hey, you're wrong. The song was written by Peter Green from across the pond. And Peter Green, this is going to blow your mind now if you don't know this information. Peter Green was a part of an original blues band over in England by the name of Fleetwood Mac. Were you ready for that? Fleetwood Mac. They had the original version of Black Magic Woman. And at the time, Fleetwood Mac was a blues band. We're going to get into the show today and play that for you. It's kind of a rare cut. Fleetwood Mac, the blues version of Black Magic Woman.
I got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell.
And there you have it, Fleetwood Mac, back from 1968, the original version, the blues version, because Fleetwood Mac, as I said at that time, was a blues band. Santana came along and covered the song Black Magic Woman in the 70s. And that original group, along with Mick Fleetwood, Peter Green, of course, Jeremy Spencer, Danny Kerwin, and John McVeigh on bass. The original cut of Fleetwood Mac and Black Magic Woman, plus a bit of blues history for you. We hope you enjoyed it. We're going to reach into our bucket of blues and pull out a song that's by our featured artist today on the show, Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy's got a new album out. It's called Blues is Alive and Well. And here's the title cut. Our featured artist today, Buddy Guy, Blues is Alive and Well.
When I walked through the front door, I swear I heard the back door slam. I got a sneaky suspicion you got another man. You done me wrong, our love is dead and gone. But as far as I can tell, said you were visiting your sister on the south side of town, but your sister called this morning, said you never came around. Yes, you're doing me wrong, our love is dead and gone. But as far as I can tell, the blues is alive and well. I've been hurting this way for so damn long. Misery and pain still coming on strong. As long as I'm breathing and my heart's still beating, I got my story to tell. I know the blues is alive and well. Yes, it is. Blues. Good morning, Mr. Blues. Thank you.
Buddy Guy, our featured artist today on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. That was from his brand new album, Blues is Alive and Well. We're going to be playing another song by Buddy Guy in the second half of the show, so be sure you stick around. One of our listeners got in touch with us via our website, UncleBUC.com. All the information about how to listen to the show when you're away from the home base here, or if you just want to send us a message, try UncleBUC.com. Now, the listener wanted to hear something by Albert Collins, and we're going to take care of him right now. The song's called Meltdown, and we're actually going to drop the needle on a double shot of the blues. Following Albert Collins on this set is going to be Boss Skaggs. The old song, Lowdown. This was a live version that we're going to play for you today. A little bit of funky, a little bit of blues, and about two-thirds of the way through, Boz is going to blow your mind with a little guitar riff. A double shot of the blues here. Albert Collins and Meltdown and Boz Skaggs and Lowdown.
Thank you.
from the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle. This is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Thank you. Don't you know by now?
In that blues set, we went from Meltdown with Albert Collins to a Boss Scaggs live version of a song called Lowdown. A double shot of the blues for you right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. A feature we do every week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is called Then and Now. We take a song that's many times the original version of the song, play it by the original artist. In the second half of the show, we'll bring on a brand new version of that song, and sometimes it's by a group that just might surprise you. Our Then and Now song of the day is I Got My Mojo Working, one of the original blues songs by one of the original blues greats, Mr. Muddy Waters.
Got my mojo working, but Jeff's don't work on you. Got my mojo working, but Jeff's don't work on you. I wanna love you so bad till I don't know what to do. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo head. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo head. I'm gonna have all you women wretching my command. Got my mojo,
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 got my mojo, waking, but just don't worry, don't you.
Say, woman, giving me advice. I got a gypsy woman giving me advice. I got a whole lot of tricks keeping him on ice.
Got my mojo,
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 got my mojo.
Got my mojo working,
got my mojo working,
but just don't worry.
Just don't wake on you.
was our then and now song of the day, Muddy Waters, and I Got My Mojo Working. And like I said, in the second half of the show, we're going to have that same song in our then and now feature, and it's going to be by an artist that might surprise you. We're going to get into another double shot of the blues right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm Uncle Buck, and I'm glad you joined us today. The first song in this set is written by an artist that I know you're going to be familiar with. The artist fell in love with his best friend's wife. The song he wrote was called Have You Ever Loved a Woman? Now, the song was written by and is going to be performed by none other than Eric Clapton. And it's all about when Eric Clapton fell in love with his best friend's wife. And that best friend was none other than Beatle George Harrison. Here's Eric Clapton and Have You Ever Loved a Woman? And in this double set, Eric's going to be followed by ZZ Hill and the Down Home Blues.
Thank you. when you know you can't leave her alone. Have you ever loved a one and you know you can't leave her alone? Something deep inside of you won't let you wreck your very best friend's home.
Bucket of the Blues is running over with Uncle Buck.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time, and you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes while you fixing me a drink?
Double Shot of the Blues was finished off by ZZ Hill and the Down Home Blues. Right before that, we had Eric Clapton singing about the time he fell in love with his best friend's wife. Have you ever loved a woman? We're going to take a pause for the callers right now. Now, don't run away. In the second half of the show, we're going to kick it off with a couple of blues artists from Lubbock, Texas. So stick around.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Welcome back into the second half of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm Uncle Buck, and I'm sure glad you joined us today. We're going to kick off this double shot of the blues with a couple of blues artists from Lubbock, Texas. Delbert McClinton's going to kick it off with Maybe Someday Baby. He'll be joined by Angela Strayhill, also hailing from Lubbock, Texas, with a song called What It Takes.
Such a long time ago, she said, you gon' miss me someday. And my baby told me such a long time ago, she said, you gon' wish you had stayed. Been a long time, honey, and I'm gone still. I think about you some, and I guess I always will. And if I'm losing, at least I'm moving. And it's easier to live with than standing still. She called me collect from a pay telephone. She said, who's gonna love you when you're old? Now my baby told me once I was gone, she said, I've never known a man so cold. Now women say funny things sometimes, especially when they're just about to lose their mind. If I could change it, knock it on wood. Lord knows I'd box a forest full of trees down there if I could someday, baby. Someday, maybe, maybe someday, baby. Oh, I don't know. Now, I don't know why babies cry while the wind blows. No, no, I just don't know. But tonight, I just might lose my mind. Yeah. Thank you. baby told me such a long time ago. She said, you gonna miss me someday. And my baby told me a long time ago. She said, you gonna wish you had stayed. Been a long time on it, I'm gone still. I think about you some, I guess I always will. Someday, baby. Someday, maybe. Maybe someday, baby.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuck.com.
We're going to send this one out to Sugar Bear.
There you have it, a couple of blues artists hailing from Lubbock, Texas. Delbert McClinton and Maybe Someday Baby. He was followed by Angela Strayhill. Even though she was born in Lubbock, she became quite famous as a blues singer, hanging out mostly down in Austin, Texas. Her song was What It Takes. Time to get back into our featured artist of the day here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Our featured artist today, none other than Buddy Guy. Here's Buddy Guy in When My Left Eye Jumps.
Wow! I never felt like this before. Yes, I got the strangest feeling, baby. God knows I never felt like this before. When my left eye gets to jumping and my flesh begins to crawl, I know you got some other mule. It's kicking in my stall. I got this strange. Wow, I never felt like this before. You know in my left eye I get to jumping. God knows I never felt like this before.
Each week on the show, we do have a feature called Our Featured Artist of the Day. And that was the second cut for you today, Buddy Guy, and When My Left Eye Jumps. We're going to drop the needle down in the grooves on a double shot of the blues right now. Here's a couple of artists that aren't really blues artists in my mind, but, you know, they've done a pretty good job on some song. Leading off this set, is going to be Lynyrd Skynyrd with a version of an Elvis song that you probably never heard a blues version of. It's called Heartbreak Hotel. Second in this double shot of the blues set is going to be Bo Diddley. And before you accuse me.
From the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Say I've been spending my money on other women, but you've been running with somebody else. I called your mama about 3 or 4 nights ago. I called your mama about 3 or 4 nights ago. Well, your mother said, son, don't call my daughter no more. Before you kill me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Well, now you say I've been running around, but you got somebody else. Come on back home, baby. Try my love one more time. Well, now you've been gone away so long, I'm gonna lose my mind. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Money from somebody else.
Each week in Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we have a feature called Then and Now. In the first segment of the show, the song was I Got My Mojo Working by Muddy Waters. Now, in the second half of the show, we're going to do the now version of that feature. It's by a group that's primarily known as a rock and roll group, but you can kind of tell when you hear this song, they got some roots in the blues. Here is Canned Heat and I Got My Mojo Working.
Her in eyes.
going to close out today's show with a double shot of the blues. Our first artist in this double shot is going to be Robert Cray. When I was in the radio business in Wichita, Kansas, Robert Cray used to pay us a visit at a club called the Coyote Club every once in a while. I saw him a couple of times back in those days, and he is still picking and a-grinning today. His cut's going to be holding court. Robert Cray will be followed by none other than Ray Charles, and closing the show out with Hallelujah, I Just Love Her So.
you're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
She brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know?
Uncle Buck here with a big old thank you for joining us today on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Each and every week, we bring along a whole bucket of blues for you. We hope you enjoyed the show today. You can get in touch with us by getting on our website, unclebuck.com. That's Uncle, B-U-C, .com. Let us hear from you, and be sure and join us next week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, every Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and an encore performance Sunday at noon.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday, with an encore performance at noon on Sunday, here on Legends Radio Network, for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.